This is Weekly Outlook for April 23rd, 2012. December corn futures reached a high of 673 in August, declined to 523 in March, and are currently trading near 540. Lower prices over the last few months reflects in part expectations for a large crop this year and some rebuilding of inventories during the year ahead. Prospects for a large increase in corn acreage support expectations for more abundant stocks next year, but opinions about the magnitude of the buildup vary considerably. Since the end of the 2012 marketing year is 16 months away, that uncertainty will abound for several more months. Producers have reported intentions to plant 95.9 million acres of corn, 3.9 million more than planted in 2011, pointing to acreage harvested for grain of about 88.8 million acres. Anecdotal evidence suggests that some acreage intended for corn will be planted to soybeans due to the shift in price relationships following the March survey. The deviation from March intentions should be small, however, with a projection of 88 million acres harvested for grain used here. Yield expectations also vary considerably, reflecting differences of opinion about the magnitude of trend yield, the likely impact of early planting, and likely summer weather conditions. The long-term trend for the U.S. average yield in 2012 is between 160 and 161 bushels. Prospects for a smaller than average portion of the crop to be planted after optimum dates should add about 2 bushels to the average yield expectation. As a result, a yield expectation of about 162.5 bushels seems most reasonable at this time, pointing to a crop of 14.3 billion bushels. Consumption of corn during the year ahead is also subject to a lot of uncertainty due to unknowns surrounding a wide array of factors that include production in the rest of the world, U.S. biofuels policy, and domestic and world economic conditions. The starting point in making consumption projections is the expected level of use during the current year. For ethanol, the rapidly approaching blend wall for E10 and the delays in implementing E15 suggest a plateauing of corn use in that category near the 5 billion bushels expected for this year. The USDA projects feed and residual use of corn during the current year at a modest 4.6 billion bushels. While use during the first half of the year suggests consumption could exceed the projection, declining cattle numbers, increased wheat feeding, and more new crop corn feeding point to a slowing of use during the last half of the year. Some modest expansion in livestock production other than beef, less wheat feeding next summer, some new crop corn feeding in August, and lower corn prices support prospects for more corn feeding next year. Feed and residual use might increase to near 5 billion bushels. U.S. corn exports during the current year are also projected at a relatively low 1.7 billion bushels, reflecting in part competition from the large world grain crop of last year. Prospects for less competition next year, along with larger imports by China, point to a rebound in exports to near the long-term average of 1.9 billion bushels. With food, seed, and other industrial uses near 1.4 billion bushels, total consumption next year might be near 13.3 billion bushels. With beginning stocks of 800 million bushels and imports of 15 million, stocks at the end of the 2012 marketing year would be near 1.79 billion bushels. Under that scenario, the 2012 marketing year average price would be expected to be in the $4.50 to $5 range. The USDA's May 10th WASDE report will contain a forecast of the 2012 supply and demand balance for corn. A larger production estimate than used here will likely be reflected in that forecast, as March acreage intentions and probably a higher yield forecast will be used.